the time. Hallelujah. Well, how many's ready? Somebody say, I'm ready. Amen. Today we're talking about point number 15 on our year far more. Our more has a purpose or a destination. Why do I want more? What am I believing the Lord for more far? We said more Jesus, more Holy Ghost, more miracles, more souls, more. We've gone down the list of things that we are believing for more of. Things that we want to do more of. Things that we want to see more of. I want to expect more, not less. And so today, let's talk about number 15, okay? We're going to talk about more FP. What? Let's find out what that is. Let's look at our Bibles this morning, the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter number 14. And we're just going to look at a very, very familiar story. And we're just going to point some things out. But I think you'll probably be able to figure it out as we go along. So let me read this morning out of New King James. We're going to start reading in verse number 10 down through verse 15. This is Exodus chapter 14, beginning in verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said, how many this morning wants to know what the Lord says? What does the Lord say when you're having a pity party? That's what they were doing. They had been in bondage for 430 years. They had been crying to the Lord for deliverance. The Lord sends a deliverer. He does all kind of miracles. He's got them out of Egypt. Now they're at the Red Sea. And they're complaining. You just brought us out here to die. There's no future for us. We should have stayed back there. We should. We're better off if we to be servants and slaves of the Egyptians than to be in this situation. And what did the Lord say to all of their cries, to all their complaints, to all their fussing, to all their emotions? The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Why? Why are you talking to me about this? Why are you complaining? Why are you telling me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Point number 15, we need more forward progress. More FP. More forward progress. We're going to look at the different options that we have today. Because you do have some options. But which one are you going to choose? You see, if I were to ask you today, what is the will of God? What does God want for the Lord's house? What does God want for you as an individual? What is God's will for your family? What is God's will for your health? What is God's will for your finances? I'm sure there's as many answers to those questions as we have people. Some of you say, oh, you know, I think the Lord wants us to be better people. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better pastor. We want to be better teachers and leaders. I want to be a better boss. We need to win more souls. And all of those are good things. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord wants for you today. He wants you to go forward. If we look at the words of verse 15, the heartbeat of God. God does not want you to be stuck. He does not want you to be stagnant. And He sure doesn't want you to go backwards. I want to encourage you this morning, make some forward progress. It's not easy. It's hard. It's difficult. It's scary. But you can do it. As we look today, I love the New Living Translation. God said, get moving. What's God saying to you today? How does God answer in your pity party? He didn't go down the list and answer all of those things. He simply said, go forward. Get moving. You're stuck where you're at. And you're not making any forward progress. It's time to break camp. And you know, when you make camp, how many's ever set up a tent? What do you put on the four corners? Tent stakes, pegs. Come on, it's time to pull up the tent stakes and it's time to roll up camp. It's time, amen, to put out the fire. It's time, amen, to pack up and say, I am moving forward. I'm tired of being stationary. Stationary means that you're not moving or you're not capable of moving. You're stuck. You ever been stuck? Last week in the pouring rain on a Tuesday, Sister Janet decided to go pick up Sister Sandy for prayer meeting. Her yard looks like a river. Sister Sandy just got out of rehab and is on her new scooter, and so she couldn't go down her back step. So Sister Janet decided to go out through the pasture and pull up to the front door. And she got stuck. So Sister Janet, like any good friend would do, called Sister Amy. Amy goes over and she makes it, pulls up to the door, gets them, and they leave. But when they got back, after about two more hours of rain, she called me and said, I'm stuck. I go over after work. I drive up and I look out and I assess the situation. And I decide that my four-wheel drive will do it. And I go 25 yards off of the driveway. My big old truck just sinks. So I call Elias. Elias comes over and hooks his four-wheel drive on the back of my four-wheel drive, and he's burying his front tires. All in Sister Sandy's front yard. I was making no forward progress. We decided what we should have decided in the beginning. Everybody got out and got in Elias's truck and he brought us back. Well, it wasn't 30 minutes later the rain stopped and the sun came out. I got a call from, I called all the wrecking companies. It was from $195 to $250 just to come winch me out. And but I had to get out, and so I called my son. He decided we were going to get these big claws he has and put on my tires and see if we could get out. But before I could make another mistake, Sister Sandy called me and said, "Hey, there's a gentleman here wanting to know if you need help." I got on the phone. He said, "Hey, I'm a tow truck driver. I was driving by and saw the situation. Do you need some help?" I said, "How much you going to charge me?" He said, "Well, I'm already here. Half price, $100. I said, "I'll be right there." He hooked on, pulled me out. I mean, that's the fastest $100 he ever made, about 2 minutes. But I was happy. Yes, we went this week. We built her a ramp so she can come out the back door. She said, "Thank you so much for thinking of me." I said, "No, I was thinking about me. I can't afford nobody else to get stuck coming to your front door." I said, "I thought I was smarter than that, but apparently not." Sometimes we just get stuck. We didn't mean to, we didn't plan to, and we just get stuck. So you know what we did? We got my truck out, and we just left theirs. He said, "I'll get them out too." I said, "No, just leave them." We left them for about 3 days of sunshine, and then went over when the ground was dry, and just got them right out, drove out. I didn't put my truck back in there. We went back and raked and fixed it, and I will be back with a load of dirt to fill in all the ruts. Yeah, I try to fix my messes. You know what? That happens in life, doesn't it? We think we can do it. We have good intentions. We're moving forward, but sometimes we just get stuck. Life has a way of bogging you down. Sometimes situations and circumstance, the reins of life just wash out from under you. And what you thought you could do, you can't do. And now you're stuck, and we get comfortable in that place. You know what? I know I had greater aspirations. I know I wanted to go there, and I ended up here. And you know what? Here is not so bad. I think I'll just stay here. Listen, here is not where God wants you to be. He's got greater plans. He didn't just call them out of Egypt to bring them to the Red Sea. He called them to the promised land. God has a promised land for you, and He wants you to move forward. Amen? We get stuck. We get camped. Some of you have been camping in hurt feelings. You've been camping in a place of anger. You've got camped out in depression and fear and anxiety and worry. And you know what? You've gotten used to it. And you kind of enjoy it. Oh, I'm preaching good now, but ain't nobody amening. No, Pastor, I don't need to get out of it. I'll just take some medication for it. God doesn't want you to be stuck. It's okay. In those situations, sometimes, amen, we need some help. We need some counsel. We need what? Listen, I encourage you, seek help when you have problems. But listen, don't get comfortable and stay in your problems. Amen. Decide and declare today, I am moving forward. Some of you have been camped out in a place of bitterness so long, you don't even know what it's like to let it go. You've been stuck in a lazy situation. I don't care. You ever been there? You just get to the point you don't even care anymore. I don't care if I do or don't. Don't care if I live or die. I don't care. I'm camped here. It's easy here. We get camped in a place of satisfaction. Oh, God, He wants to stir up a hunger in you. Amen. Where you're not satisfied with where you're at anymore. But God, amen, puts a desire in you. I want to go forward. Amen. I'm tired of the place I'm in. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to take a journey. I'm ready to get out of depression and get into joy and happiness. I'm ready to get out of laziness and get, amen, to a place of power. I'm ready to get out of my easy chair, amen, to get a new vision and a new purpose. I'm ready to put my hands back to work. Ready. Ready for a greater dimension. I'm ready for a new calling, a new purpose. I can't stay here anymore. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to make some progress. I'm ready to experience some things. You see, the children of Israel, bondage, slavery, oppression. God sent a deliverer. Can I tell you this morning, God sent you a deliverer? His name is Jesus. He came to set you free. He came to help you move forward. He came to help you get over what you're going through, to forgive you of your sins, to, amen, cause your past to be behind you. You don't have to live in your past. You don't have to live in your failure. You don't have to camp, amen, in your sin. You can move forward past it. You can get over it. They got out. It was a great day. They were all excited until they got to the Red Sea. Now, the Red Sea is in front of them. Mountains are on both sides of them. And they turn around and look, and here comes the Egyptians. You ever been surrounded like that? Every way you look looks hopeless. You don't see any way out of your situation. And what did they do? They began to complain. Now, I know none of us have ever done that. Let's just talk about those bad people with a lack of faith. They're there and they're angry and they're mad and they're crying out and they're lashing out. And God says, just tell them to get moving. Just tell them to go forward. There's nothing back there for you. Don't try to climb mountains God's not called you to climb. Just go forward. But there's a Red Sea in front of us. There's an impossible situation in front of us. The Lord's telling us today, there's nothing back there. They begin to complain to Moses, oh, we were better off in Egypt. It's amazing how quick people forget how bad it was yesterday. The Egyptians were beating them and giving them so much work they couldn't do it all. And oh, but now I forgot all that. And I think it was better back there. But God said, go forward. Oh, go forward. Amen. The Bible says the fields are white unto harvest. God's calling us to go forward. He said, lift up your eyes. Amen. Stop looking down. Stop looking back and begin to look forward and say, Lord, I know you've got something for me ahead. I know there's a Red Sea in front of me, but I don't know how, but I know you're the God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. You ever heard people sit around and complain? Complain about the church? Complain about the pastor? Complain about the state of the world? Complain about everything? And they're praying, Lord, send revival to the church. Listen, we've got to start with ourselves. Lord, send revival to me. Before the church can go forward, I've got to go forward. Before your family can go forward, before your friends, you've got to decide to move. We're in a new era, a new time, a new millennial. Amy read something this week that said, listen, don't judge me. I'm from the 1900s. How many's from the 1900s? But we're in a new day. We're in a new time. This is a new era. It's not time to get lazy. It's not time to start looking back. It's not time, amen, to wish for yesterday and the good times back there. I'm telling you, God's got some good times today and ahead of us. My best days are ahead. Amen. We need to constantly be moving forward. Amen. There's nothing to go back to. There's nothing in the world worth going back to. There's nothing. It's not easier. It's not better. Amen. That's why you left it. That's why God called you out of it. That's why God saved you. And He didn't save you to go back. He saved you to go forward. But a lot of people rather camp out where they're at. I like this view. I've got used to it. It's comfortable. I've got used to the burden. I've got used to the trouble. I've got used to the oppression and the depression and anxiety and the fear. I'm used to it. I'm dealing with it. Now, I want to go forward. So you know what? You tell when you stop going forward. The first thing they did was begin to complain, and they got in fear. And Moses said, "Fear not." Today, if you're living in fear, just know you're not moving forward. You're stuck. Know today that when fear grips you, it stops your forward progress. Anybody ever had a dream to where something happened and you were so scared you couldn't run? Isn't that a horrible feeling? You're trying to say something, but you can't say it. That's a horrible feeling. And that happens. Fear paralyzes us. And it stops our forward progress. They got into fear, and then they got into complaining, and then they got into judging, and then they got into name calling. We see that in the world today. We play the blame game. It's all your fault. Well, let's just go ask what God thinks about all this. And God simply said, go forward. Don't look back. Don't look side to side. Don't turn to the right or the left. Make forward progress. Pastor, how do I do that? One inch at a time. Oh, I'm a fast walker. Amy constantly tells me to slow down. Many times we'll be in a parking lot, I'll be somewhere, and I'll hear her behind me, and she'll say, "I'll just meet you there." And I'll go, "Sorry." I like big, long strides, and I walk fast. But you know what? You don't have to do that. As long as you're just making. As long as it's moving forward. Then you're not going back. You're going to get there sooner or later. Oh, there's times we'll leap for joy. There's times we'll make big strides. There's times we take big leaps of faith. But sometimes it takes all we can do just to lift one foot and slide it a half inch. Sometimes it doesn't even look like we're making progress. Amen. But God knows, if you'll trust me and lean on me, come on, just inch forward. And you'll get there. Amen. Verse 10. Man, they got upset. They got mad. They got in fear. They got to blaming. I mean, there was no song singing. There was no worshiping. There was no tambourine playing. Now, that's all going to happen later. Listen, there's none of that worship and rejoicing, amen, when you're going backward. It's only when you go forward and you win a victory. The victory is ahead. The victory is not behind. At that moment, God just simply said, move forward. Oh, it's easy to enjoy where we're at sometimes, get satisfied, but God is calling us to do some things And it's not blame your neighbor. It's not blame your spouse. It's not blame your kids. It's not blame everybody else. If you're not making forward progress, come on, point the finger at yourself and go, you know what? I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to stop blaming. I'm going to stop living in fear. And I'm going to move forward. Amen? Let's look at some ways that we can do that. How do we do it? Listen, when you're first of all, the Lord knows where you need to go. How many knows the Lord's the one called us, saved us? He's the one leading us to the promised land. They didn't know where the promised land was. Didn't even know what it was. But they just knew something had to be better than where they were at. So the Lord knows where you're going, and He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. And so we got to stop murmuring and complaining. And we've got to move forward. Life is easy, isn't it? If you say, oh yeah, life's easy, you're living on a different planet than me. I say it all the time, and I lived it this past week. Life's hard, but it's harder when you're stupid. And believe me, when I got stuck and I looked at that situation, I couldn't say anything, but that was stupid. And now I'm paying the price. Couldn't blame nobody else. Because Amy even said, let us just get out and walk to you. I think I can do it. Yeah. When you stop moving forward, we have to stop murmuring, stop complaining, stop living in fear, and then we got to stop sliding back. Oh my goodness. I thought my tires were big old grippy knobby. They would do it. But they hit that slick mud. No. They were just sliding. Listen, sometimes we get that sliding spirit. And it's fine if you're sliding forward, but it's when you're backsliding's the problem. How many knows it's way easier to slide back down the hill than it is to slide up the hill? See, you climb up the hill, but you slide down the hill. Anybody ever been skiing? Yeah. Got to make it to the top, but then it's easy to slide down. All you got to do, put your skis together, point your toes, you'll get to the bottom. One way or the other. Listen, I don't want to go back. I don't want to have a backsliding spirit. I don't want to look back over my shoulder and say yesterday was better. I want to have a forward progress spirit. Amen? I can't imagine wanting to go back to Egypt, back to slavery, back to bondage, back. But people do it all the time. They slide back into old habits and old sins and old, and like they say, just a pig returning to the wallow, to the mud. It's easy when you get discouraged and down to want to go back to what you used to know. But I don't want to go back. Somebody say, I'm not going back. When we stop going forward, eventually we'll go backward. You'll never just stay where you're at. Huh? I don't know about you. I'm just talking about myself. Nobody else. I know my scales go two ways. Up and down. They don't ever stay the same. And it all depends on my behavior. On my discipline. Which way it goes or not. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And when I step on those things, I can't blame nobody else. It's nobody's fault in this room how many donuts I ate this morning. Nor is it any of your business. But when I stand in front of my closet and go through different size pants, that tells the story. Sometimes I put on a pair of pants, I'm taking them off. Amy says, "What's wrong with those?" Those won't even button. That's why I have like three different sizes. Because I know there's progress being made up and down. But you know what? I like going forward. Amen? I like seeing progress. I like feeling good, and it makes you feel good. But when you go back, you look at yourself, and how many's ever looked at yourself and went, "How did I get here? How?" Because just like I said, that forward progress can also happen this way. You didn't even realize it. Yeah, that was forward. This is backwards. It's called reverse. And how many knows what happens when you put it in neutral? Yeah, you'll roll back also down the hill, because life's an uphill. Listen, how many of those, we're on a journey up. We're on a journey up to heaven. We're climbing glory's mountain. But if you stop, let's talk about one more thing. Why, Pastor, why do I need to go forward? I know I need to get out of fear. I need to get out of murmuring and complaining. I know I need to stop blaming other people. I know that I don't need to backslide and go back to my old ways. I need to go forward. But why is it important that I go forward? Because if you aren't going forward, you're hindering somebody behind you from going forward. Listen, there's several million people in this valley stuck. They're going forward. Can I tell you, the people in row 50 can't go forward until number one does. How many's ever been sitting at a red light and the light turns green and you just keep sitting there? And you're going, "Why aren't they going?" No, they're going. It just takes time for one, and then two, and then three, and then four, and then you start to go, and the light turns red again. I don't know what row you're on. In your family, you may be number one. In your church, you may be number one, or you may be number 25, or you may be, well, I don't know. But guess what? The person in front of you has got to move forward before you can move forward. If not, there'll be a stampede, and then there's a trampling situation, and people die. We've got to move forward. It's important for you, for your family, for your children, for your church, for the world, that we are making forward progress and we're showing those behind us it can be done. You don't have to be stuck. You can get out of this. You can get out of this depression, out of this fear, out of this worry, out of this sickness, out of this trouble. Amen. All you got to do is just keep moving forward. Amen. Come on, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, your children, your grandchildren are waiting on you to move forward so they can move forward. They're following you. They're watching you. But I wonder how many people that are behind us are waiting, and they're saying, "If they would just move forward, I would move forward." Come on, you are the motivating factor for other people to move into what God's called them to do. But they're stuck because you are stuck. I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be stuck behind somebody that doesn't want to go forward. Now, every now and then, you can go around them, can't you? Every now and then. But sometimes you're in such a big group that you just can't get around, and you just got to wait your turn. I'm telling you this morning, it's your turn. It's your turn to go forward. It's your turn to get moving. It's your turn to put it in drive and say, "Lord, I'm getting out of here. I'm tired of this place. I'm ready for a different view." Amen. Oh, but preacher, you don't understand. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know my problem. You don't know my situation. You don't understand. There's this and there's that, and there's this in front of me, and I've gone through this problem. And listen, I know you've got all kind of reasons why you could stay where you're at. I'm just telling you, it's better if you go forward. I'm just telling you what God said. God simply said, get moving. Go forward. Because who's standing behind you is waiting for you to move. The church is waiting on you to move. Amen. The world is waiting on somebody to move. Somebody show some faith and some courage. Somebody stand up and let's fight. Amen. The whole army was every day listening to Goliath. Amen. And they were hiding. But it took one young man. And they said, you know what? I am going to go forward. He went forward, killed the giant, and then all the rest of the army fled, went forward, and they ran the enemy out. Now, I've never understood that story. I know that there's codes in war and things like that. But I don't think I would have honored it. That guy, he's one guy. Come out. Send me a man to fight. I'd have said no, but I'm going to send you 100. They should have just all rushed him, came at him from every point, killed him, and then won the battle. No, but they were waiting on somebody to move forward first. And God had to use a young man named David. God's looking for a young man today, a young lady today. He's looking for a man or woman today, because other people are stuck in their fear and they're stuck in their past and they're stuck and they're just waiting on somebody that'll show them it is possible to move forward. You can do it. You know, forever, they said it was impossible to break a 4-minute mile. Doctors had even said that if anybody ever did it, it'd make their heart explode. That it was impossible. You couldn't do it. And I just went blank. Anybody know his name? Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just forgot. It'll come to me. Look it up. Google it. Guess what? This young man broke the 4-minute mile. And after he did, one after another broke it. It just took one person that would go, you know what? I don't have to believe this. I think I can do it. I think I can make more forward progress. I think I can run a little faster. Because they said it was impossible. Who was it? Roger Bannister. Thank you. Look up that story. It's amazing. But once he did it, many have done it since. Now, I personally have never done it. I personally have never done. Pastor Marcello told me the other day, Pastor, I was at the gym and I just got on the stair stepper and I started walking and I was looking around and I was watching TV and I just looked up and it had been an hour. I said, that'll never happen to me. I get on there in 2 or 3 minutes, I'm falling down the stairs. But you know what? He's proved to me it's possible. Someday I might could achieve that. I want to be like you when I grow up. Listen, God doesn't want us stuck. He wants us forward. God told Moses, you tell the people to start moving. And then he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your rod and I want you just to stretch it out. I want you to make forward progress. Now, I know you are as far as you can go. Toes touching the water. You think this is it. I can't go any further. God said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I just want you to take that rod and make a little forward progress with it. Come on. Maybe it's something in your hand. Maybe you can't even move your feet, but you can just start thinking in your mind, I can go forward. By faith, let your faith extend forward. And when Moses stretched that rod out, he made forward progress. When the priest's feet touched the edge of that water, what happened? Water rolled back. And all the people crossed over on dry land. That's a miracle. I don't know, anybody ever walked on the bottom of a lake? Yeah, you ever, when the water goes back, whatever, it takes a while that thing to dry up. No, no, no. Immediately they walked over on dry land. Million people. All night, crossing. And then the devil said, the Pharaoh said, hey, they can do it, I can do it. See, the devil thinks he can chase you. Oh, it's okay. Let them make a little progress. I'll catch them. I'll go get them. I'll pull them back. I'll go get up there and get them and get them back in depression. Get them back in fear. I'll let them make a little progress. And the Lord said, those Egyptians you see today, you're never going to see them again. Anybody ready not to ever see that devil again? I'm ready not to ever see that pain again. I'm ready not to ever see that sickness again. I'm ready not to ever battle that addiction again. And I'm telling you, amen, they crossed over and the devil said, oh, I can do it too. And when they got right out in the middle, all of a sudden the water began to close back over them until it completely covered them up. And then they had church and they broke out the tambourines and they began to sing and dance and they began to declare the goodness of the Lord. And then they turned around and they looked from where they came from and said, look what the Lord has done. Every now and then, it's okay to look in the rearview mirror just to see where you came from, not to see where you want to go back to. It's okay to give a testimony of, man, yeah, I was back there. I was discouraged. I was sick. I was broke. I was lost. But look where I'm at today. I've made forward progress. And I'm telling you, listen, we're not in a race against each other. It doesn't matter if you're a mile ahead or this morning, you just get a centimeter, 1/16 of an inch. If you'll just move forward, you're moving in the right direction. You're not stuck. You're not going backward. You're moving forward. For the Egyptians you see today, you will see them again no more forever. Listen, God, when we move, God moves. When we take a step of faith, God is there to meet us. Amen. When we stop going back, when we stop being stuck, when we say, no, 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 no. Listen, I'm not going to get stuck in this situation. Yeah, the enemy meant this for bad. Yeah, this happened to me. Yes, they hurt my feelings. Yes, I failed and I sinned. And yes, I did it again. Lord, forgive me. But I'm not going back to that anymore. I'm going forward. I'm moving forward to freedom. I'm moving forward to joy. I'm moving forward to salvation. I'm moving forward to healing. I'm moving forward, amen, to a success. I'm moving away from failure. I'm going forward. I'm not going under. I'm going over. My best days are ahead. Nothing to look back to. God will part the sea for you. He'll make a way for you. But you know what? Even when He opened the sea, they had to go forward. They could have stood right there and said, you know what? I'm scared. Look at that water standing up. What if it falls in on me? Stop thinking about what if. And just know if God makes a way, He'll supply the need. He'll get you all the way where you need to go. God is moving us forward. So what's God's will for my life today? What's God's will for this church today? What does God want us to make? Forward progress. Could you take...